are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Just wanted to touch base with everybody. It's been like a couple weeks since I've been able to, jump on a session. But I got a little bit of time right now at the moment, so let's get into it. So for people that are going through addiction, you got to have some kind of plan in place, because that's what's going to help you stay sober if you're trying to get sober, especially off fentanyl right now. Fentanyl is so bad, and it's really sweeping our country by storm, and I don't think it gets as much attention as needed. They might buy a hotel, the city might buy a hotel and put it somewhere and let people come in and out of there, but it's not really fixing the addiction problem of what's going on with some of these folks. And so, you gotta have a plan in place for treatment, but overall, you gotta change yourself. You have to you have to focus on yourself and continue to change yourself. And if you don't do that, then you'll never get through it. That's just what it is. But when you do get your plan in place and you do get inside of treatment and you start working on yourself, don't fuck about your treatment center. Don't be trying to make every friend, and because what happens is you start focusing on the social part of the treatment, because I work at a methadone clinic, and clients will come and go. So the clients that really do good, they come in before 8 o'clock. They dose and they go, and they start their day, and whatever their day is consisting of, that's what they focus on. But then you'll have clients that come in later on in the day, typically last minute. They'll sit around, they'll wait for other people to come in that they might know, and then you kind of just got like a social minute going on, a social party going on, whatever. And you put yourself, you put triggers in front of yourself that can cause you to relapse. But you don't make, you're not making the best decisions. You're not focusing on your treatment the way you're supposed to be focusing on your treatment, because you're more focused on meeting with your friend and all that. It's all good. That's going to happen, but you cannot be using at the facility that your treatment centers. You can never be using, because that's like the number one rule to getting you discharged out of the program. And the reason for that is because you put everybody at danger that goes to that facility. You put everybody, you're triggering everybody that's there for recovery. You're now triggering, and you brought poison to a place where they're supposed to be able to come to, feel safe and respected enough not for that not to happen, and while they're trying to better themselves. And so you got to focus, you got to make sure that that's not what you're doing. And what creatures of habit, you got to follow the other thing is you got to follow the policies of those places as well. If some places might have a no smoking policy. Okay, if they have a no smoking policy, guess what? Don't smoke. Because, I understand we like to break rules. We like, we're used to that. We're used to not following rules. But when you're in treatment, that's where that all changes. That's where it's like, okay, I'm trying to better myself and get myself to the next level of my recovery. And the only way that I'm going to be able to do that is by being at this treatment center. And yeah, you might not like certain rules that they have or agree with them. They might be a little bit too, humane, or, you know, it just might not make sense. But it made sense to somebody to put that rule in place, and you just got to follow it so that you can continue to get proper treatment. Because once you break that barrier where you don't want to follow the policies and you want to break the rules, then they have to look at you differently. Because, you know, if they don't show attention to you breaking those rules, then it opens the doors for everybody else to break the rules. And so that's why the rules are in place. So you got to make sure that when you're in these treatment centers, you follow the directions, you follow the rules, you do what you got to do so that you can remain sober and remain getting treatment at the facility, so that, you know, you don't want to create bad attention to yourself. And you want to, you know, the way you're going to get the most help in these facilities is by being a great client or a great patient or whatever they call it there. But I just wanted to kind of address that. Had a couple situations this week at the clinic I work at where, you know, people are breaking rules and having to get discharged. And then, you know, it's the worst part of my job when I have to discharge somebody, because the person that I'm discharging, you know, I might have a really good relationship with them as their case manager. And so, you know, but at the end of the day, we're always going to back up our staff. We're always going to, you know, unless our staff members are really in the wrong, you know, we don't always agree with the policy that they put in play, but we do have to respect it. And by respecting it is, you know, there's things that I don't like that I have to do, or, you know, I don't get to park in the front, or, you know, certain little things like that. I have to make adjustments, and, you know, what they are, they're just adjustments. That's all it is. It's just showing that, you know, I understand. And I will apply by the, you know, whatever the changes, because, you know, as being in a position where, you know, you can change people's lives, you don't want to jeopardize that by, you know, breaking the rules. And, you know, you kind of set the example at your facility. So, you know, you got to make sure that you set a good example for your staff members and your clients. And, you know, that's just pretty much my piece on that. Like I said, you know, we had to discharge a couple of people this week. So, I just want to kind of spread awareness that, you know, when you're in these clinics, you're in these facilities, these treatment centers, these rehabs, these detox, whatever it is that you're at, just always try to apply by the rules. Don't go there to look for friends, because you're not going to meet the right kind of friends there. And, you know, you're going to end up making bad decisions. You know, you want to make sure you go there for the right reasons. You're there for, you know, you're there for your addiction, and you're there to get better. And when you go to those treatment centers, you know, it's not a quick process. So whatever the process is, you should make sure that you are doing what you have to do so that you're giving it 100%, because you're taking a lot of time out of your life to make the decision to go there. You should give it your all. And, you know, that's pretty much my take on that. I'm going to make this one a quick one, y'all, just because I just got here to work and, you know, got to start my day. But I'll definitely start touching base more. Go check out my YouTube channel, Hope for Phoenix. A lot of content on there, a lot of new content. I'm flooding that, and that's kind of why I haven't been on here as much. But, you know, I'm gonna start dropping regularly. Also, check out my TikTok. I've been throwing a lot of stuff on my TikTok as well, at Nasty Backpack. You can follow me on Twitter, at Nasty Backpack. My IG is at Nasty_Backpack. But yeah, check out all my content, and You know, I'm always here to help. If y'all ever got questions or you know somebody that's struggling that needs a little bit of advice, always reach out to me. You can get me directly on my email, nastybackpackpodcast@gmail.com. I'm always on that. I'm always checking it. So if you ever have anything, you know, or have any questions, go ahead and drop me a line, and I'll definitely get back to you. Other than that, it's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.